Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the superintendent of the fifth largest school district in the country, Pat Skorkowski of the Clark County School District, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Sully Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to have the superintendent of the Clark County School District, Pat Skorkowski, back with us. Thank you for doing this, sir.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
I've been looking forward to this ever since the September article came out from Amelia Pack Harvey that said that you are now going to be dealing with all the issues now that you've announced your retirement next year. You're going to retire in June of 2018, and you've got a lot of issues that you want to get to the public. So let's start out with what are your greatest concerns for the education system in Clark County?
I think the biggest concern that we have is trying to find a new superintendent who will be able to come into the reorganization of the Clark County School District in its second year and be able to establish themselves as an education leader, but also be able to lead this decentralization effort that we have going on.
And do you think that the best person for that would be somebody within the system, as you have been for the last 30 years, or would you like to see somebody coming in from the outside with a different perspective?
I think it's more about fit. So it doesn't matter where the person comes from. They have to understand how to run a large district, large urban district. We're the fifth largest in the nation. They've got to understand how to decentralize so that schools are the focus. So an insider may have the knowledge of how to run this district in a certain way and be able to move that forward, but an outsider may have done something similar somewhere else and be able to bring a new perspective. So I'm looking forward to sitting back and watching how this all plays out and see what candidates come forward and then just be there in the background to support them in whatever they need.
As far as the decentralization and the reorganization is going, are you comfortable with the direction it's heading in at this point?
I am very comfortable with the decision, with the way it's going right now. I think the important piece is that we have learned so much about our system and how to make it better in the past 18 months. We've understood what challenges we face and some of the transfer of responsibility for decision making to the school level instead of holding it centrally. And we've learned to educate some of our legislators in the process that, you know, sometimes when you write a bill, one size does not fit all in this new model that you created for us.
What are the biggest changes that you've seen that surprised you so far?
I think the detail level of what we have to do to make significant change, and let me be specific. When you're going in and looking at any specific central office function, you now have to look at it through a completely different lens. What part of that function is actually operating in a school to support a school, or does that person in that department drive to a school every day? Because that now becomes a school-based service. Versus in the old day where we had central office and all these people were controlled by central office and just sent out to schools to support schools, and schools got what we gave them instead of having a say in how things may go.
As far as the legislators are concerned, what's the biggest message you've been able to bring to them, apart from just the fact that one size fits all, doesn't fit all?
I think that the biggest message that I have to get them to understand is that this is extremely hard work. Most of my staff at the highest level and even levels below that have had to spend a large amount of time working on changing our culture and climate in the system to fit the reorganization. And sometimes the day jobs get pushed off a little bit later. And so we're still trying to find that balance of how do we make the reorganization the day-to-day work instead of making it an add-on to what we have to do day-to-day to keep increasing student achievement across the district.
What's this central office going to look like, say, 5 to 10 years from now?
That's a good question, and I think it depends on how much authority and autonomy that schools want each year. We asked our principals and school organizational team members how much authority they wanted this year, and they're still learning the process itself about how to develop your own school plan of operation, how to incorporate these required committees who will help make decisions on the budget with the building principal. And so at first, they didn't want the extra responsibilities of being in charge of custodians necessarily, or site-based technicians, or other areas that we could give them autonomy in. And so as we go forward, I think that there will be more autonomies that are given to the schools, and then they will be able to be not only instructional leaders, but business managers to support what their individual school population needs.
And, you know, that's always an interesting thing when you give any kind of society who clamor for independence, you give them autonomy, and suddenly they realize this is a much bigger project than they had anticipated. And at certain points, they want to give that autonomy back to the central district.
That's exactly right. And that's why we're taking it slow. And I think that they understand that in the buildings as well. We're taking it very slow so that we don't put so much on them that they lose the focus of student education in the classroom. We've had some great achievement results this last year, and we want to keep those going. So we can't afford to change the system so that the focus is not on student achievement, that it becomes on, you know, basically being a building manager in a school. So we have to find that balance and keep that balance to keep the student achievement increasing.
Are we going to see increased competition within the district with this reorganization?
I think that we've always had a certain level of competition within the district, but yes, I think you will see a better competition. Let's say that you've got a like school who gets this amount of money and has similar different demographics to another school, and they get the same amount of money. Which one is going to have better achievement results? What are they doing with their money to get those achievement results? And you will see a certain level of competition. We already have that, but this will take it to the next level.
And the question of money is always a constant with education. Obviously, we're seeing deficits with the Washoe County School District that they're trying to make up, and now you have these deficits as well. What are you going to lose in the budget cuts that you have to deal with right now?
Well, we actually were able to make most of our cuts at Central so that we didn't impact the schools and the classrooms. but there may be an increased response time for certain services because of where cuts were made. There may be a decreased level of focus on certain pieces of the work because those positions are no longer in place. And we're trying to maintain the level of standards that we have for all of our schools, but we're also struggling with doing it, doing more with less. And that's one of the challenges in education right now in the state of Nevada, is that we are all expected across the state to do more with less sometimes.
Okay.
Makes it extremely difficult.
So what kind of losses have you seen at the central office that you're going to have to live without?
We've looked at certain aspects of some central level positions that were open were cut. So let's say that we reduced the amount of painters that we had in the district, or carpenters, or support staff that work in human resources, et cetera. And so they were either open positions or positions that people were reassigned into different jobs so we could eliminate those positions. And that's where the potential level of customer service may decrease. And we're working hard not to do that, but unfortunately, right now, that's the way it goes. And we can't use the categorical dollars to fill our budget holes. And so that's an added challenge, trying to make sure that we are still increasing student achievement as we go forward.
Let me ask you about marijuana and the marijuana tax. How much benefit do you think that that's going to bring to the Clark County School District?
Zero right now. And let me tell you why. When the state determined how they were going to use the marijuana money, it was intended to be additional dollars for education. But unfortunately, what they did in this last legislative session is they used that as replacement dollars for another funding source. And so our level went up slightly. Our level of funding went up slightly, I think everybody was anticipating this large influx of additional dollars from marijuana, and the way they put it into the DSA, it just replaced a different funding source. And so the only piece where we are going to see right now at this point is where the city of Henderson has taken their dollars that they are making, and they're going to turn around and put that back into the Henderson schools through a grant process.
And this has happened so many times over, certainly over your career, where money, you know, goes into the DSA, but other monies that were funded are taken away.
Correct. So that's the same thing with the room services tax that was sold by the association. And what's frustrating is that we have sold these initiatives to our voters as additional funds for education, and yet when it gets through the legislative process, they are not giving us more money.
All right, let's take a break. More with the leader, the superintendent of the Clark County School District, Pat Skorkowski, after this timeout.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Superintendent Pat Skorkowski, the leader of the Clark County School District. So obviously, all kinds of politics have been at play with the school district and with yourself. Who has been the biggest pain? Has it been the board? Has it been the unions? Or is everybody to blame equally?
I think we've... I think we're all in this together, and while we do not agree on many things, we're still trying to figure out how we can collaborate to a certain extent. So I think the challenges come from all sides, but everybody keeps talking that the most important thing that we think about during this time is our students. And so as long as we keep that in mind, we should be able to resolve our differences.
In the article that goes back to September that I referred to earlier from the Review Journal, there was a comment that I bet some of these problematic employees will be leaving their jobs in the month ahead. Whether they'll be shoved or gently nudged out the door remains to be seen. How's that going?
We actually are doing some alignment of our human capital to better serve the district and better serve the students in our district. And so we've had, a few little changes at this point in time, but what we're working on is trying to make sure that after we get this round of strategic budgets done in January, then we will be looking at other barriers that may pop up in the next month or two, and my job will be to eliminate those barriers, whether they be structures, practices, or sometimes individuals who haven't fallen in line with the reorganization and the new way of doing business.
And can you be specific about the people not falling in line in what ways?
Well, I think that some are actively working outside or inside the district to create challenges that to the implementation. And meaning that, they make it more difficult for schools to get information, or they make it more difficult for the work to get done in the way that it needs to. And so we've had some initial conversations. We're looking at those barriers, and we'll be eliminating those barriers in the next few months.
How about the school board? You've got at least two members of the school board that you've been battling with. How is that piece going?
Well, it's always interesting when you have, board members that are not on the same page as you are. We're still working closely as we can together to make sure that we are doing what's right for students. We are working to ensure that during these times of budget cuts that we are presenting a united front. And we're also coming together, and this is the most important piece, we're trying to come together, and the board has to come together so that they can attract the best quality candidates for the next superintendent. And so that's the most important piece as we go forward, is making sure that the board understands and is on the same page so that the next person that comes in gets that start that they deserve to help them be successful.
What level of interest in that position are you seeing so far?
I'm seeing both local and national interest, and I'm, there's lots of people who say they're interested. We had an article in the paper down here with some local candidates who were talking about their interest level, and I know that I've heard from people across the United States who say that they're very interested in looking at the position when the announcement comes out and potentially applying.
It seems to me that if somebody is looking for a real boost to their career and they're a hard worker, that this would be a unique challenge to take on that could literally change the face of education in this country.
It could, because we are the only large urban district that is doing anything close to this. And so it could very well put them on the map, so to speak, in the sense that if they're able to help navigate, come in and assimilate into the system and structure and be able to move it forward to the next level from what we've started, then they would be marketable to any other large urban district who wanted to do that in the future.
All right, let's take a break. We've got another segment with Pat Skorkowski right after this.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
ProGroup Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, ProGroup takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the superintendent of the Clark County School District, at least for another year, and that's Superintendent Pat Skorkowski. So let's talk money. In previous conversations on this program in recent days, the teachers union, NSCA, says that we need $1 billion more for education. Chris G said in an article in the Las Vegas Review Journal that education has never been funded properly in the state. Now that your retirement is set, what are your thoughts on, you know, what kind of dollars do we really need to put into the system to make this work?
So one of the challenges that we face is that we have had to increase class sizes here to make up for budget deficits ever since the recession. And so for us to bring class sizes down to a manageable number for all of our classrooms at the elementary, middle, and high school level, we calculated that would take almost $1 billion to hire more teachers and bring them down to a level that actually shows that we can reach individual student needs in the classroom. Now, with that, you know, that comes extra support as well. You have to look at making sure that we have enough classrooms in which to put those teachers, et cetera. And so we know that the amount of money that our state puts into our pupils, the per pupil expenditure or the distributive schools account, is significantly lower than the five highest performing districts or states in the United States. And if in working with Superintendent Canavero at the state level, you know, his goal is to be the fastest improving, and each and every district, including Clark, has really done our fair share of pushing that forward in the last few years. But it's going to become increasingly difficult without the additional support in the schools to make that happen. We have to pay our teachers more so that we can recruit them and entice them to come from other districts to Clark County, specifically because our state only produces approximately 1,200 teachers per year. And so we hire anywhere but from 1,500 to 2,000 every year because we went through such a boom 30 years ago. And so people are retiring, and we have to figure out how to keep these people in our buildings and make them successful. And that takes more money sometimes.
We've got about 30 seconds left here. The other piece of this, and we'd love to have you come back soon and talk more about this, is that we're at the beginning of another boom that matches the boom of 30 years ago. And so you're going to see even more growth within the school system. Can you give me about a 20-second answer on that?
Sure. We, as a district, we have built 6 new elementary schools. The 7th will open on January 8th. We're opening 4 more schools in the fall and at least 3 more after that. That is not as intense as it was in the boom days where we were building 10 to 14 a year, but people are still moving back to the state of Nevada. A lot of people who are here are returning. We have to be prepared to teach their children, and it's happening not only here, but across the state.
And that's where we have to leave it. Pat Skorkowski, Superintendent of the Clark County School District, thank you so much for being here, and please come back soon. There's so much more to talk about.
Be more than happy to.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
One of the best ways to get Nevada Newsmakers is via podcast. You can get it from iTunes or Stitcher. Just search for Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next show.